Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. This is Minister Van with his Abounding Grace, part of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm so happy and excited about this message tonight because it is encouraging me. It is encouraging me, and I hope that's encouraging someone to listen tonight. Get up, dry bone. Get up and live. Actually, this is a kind of part two of a message I brought the last time. There was be encouraged. God has not forgotten you. That was taken out of Exodus, the third chapter. Tonight's message will be coming out of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Get up, dry bones. Get up and live. Welcome again. We're so happy to have you here. You know, here when Christians Speak Talk Radio, our founder, Reverend Ray Rose, we want to give a shout out to him tonight. God is just blessing him in his life and just giving him the tools and resources to be able to carry on this his vision of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. We expect people's lives to be changed, you know. We expect their lives to be changed in such a way that you go out and help make a difference in somebody else's life. His Abounding Grace. Our message tonight is that you would be encouraged to strengthen your relationship with God. And for those of you who do not have a personal relationship with him through his son, Jesus Christ, our prayer is that this message will convict you and touch your heart that you want to know Jesus for yourself. Let's go ahead to God and pray right now, and then we'll get into the message. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you because you are so awesome. You're so awesome. You're so worthy, Lord God. You're so mighty, Lord God. We worship you right now, Father. We praise you, Lord God. We give you the honor, glory, and all the praise because it belongs to you, Father. We ask right now, Father, that you open up our hearts, our minds, and our understanding so that we can hear clearly from you, Father, and that your word, Lord God, will convict, Lord God, somebody who might want to make a change in their lives. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you told us in your word that it, when it goes out, it will never return unto you void. That is, it will go out and accomplish that which you has purposed for it to accomplish. So I thank you for that right now, Lord God. I thank you for listening ears, Lord God. People that will want to make a difference in their lives, and they will want to reach out and help somebody else. We give you the honor, glory, and praise. And God, as we decrease, we know your spirit will increase in this message is even more, Father, because God is truly all about you. And we thank you for giving us an opportunity, Lord God, to just talk a little bit more about your love, a little bit more about your grace, a little bit more about just who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask one thing. I'm going to ask you guys to pray for me tonight because I'm really super excited about this message. Get up, dry bones. Get up and live. You know, we got to speak to ourselves. A lot of times we just got to remind ourselves of who we are in Christ. So I want to remind somebody tonight that we serve a God who can bring life to any dead situation. Talk about restoration power. I want you to dig deep now, real deep, and I want you to grab a hold of that joy that you have allowed to get buried deep down within you. You see, your situation may be similar to a valley of dry bones right now, but I want to encourage you that God can breathe life and to those bones. God can raise you up, and God can set your feet on the mountaintop with just one word. When God speaks, something happens. So regardless of how you feel right now, you can be assured that your joy can manifest itself again. Yes, it can be restored, even during a valley of dry bones. Be encouraged and know that God is still God. He's the one who is to be exalted among the heathen. He is the one who is to be exalted in the earth. God is the mighty one who can bring peace to any situation. Who but God? Who but God can do these things? For he truly is the one who can bring life to any dead situation. So we're going to go now to the chapter 37 of the book of Ezekiel. We're going to go to Ezekiel chapter 37. I want to tell you a little bit, I want to set the stage, tell you a little bit about who Ezekiel was. You know, God gave him a vision and showed him how he transformed a valley of dry bones into a living army. So let's talk about some historical background setting for a minute, okay? The book of Ezekiel is one of the few prophetic books that provide a lot of chronological information, giving us several timelines concerning the events that took place. For example, in chapter 1 starts out with Ezekiel telling us his age. So Ezekiel 1:1 in the Living Bible says, "One day in late June, when I was 30 years old, the heavens were suddenly opened to me, and I saw visions from God." Now, I don't know about you, but when I used to think about the Old Testament prophets, I used to think about them as old men. But we're talking about a young man allowing God to use him at 30 years old. At 30 years old. Now, I understand that to our teenagers, they might think 30 is old, okay? But that's probably how we felt when we were teens. But Ezekiel was only 30 years old. He was not only a prophet, but he was a priest. And he came from a priestly family. So during his life in ministry, the people of Israel were corrupt, both politically and spiritually. Because of their disobedience, they had been captured and were living in exile in Babylon. Chapter 1 lets us know that Ezekiel was also captured. He was one of those who was taken to Babylon with the second group of captives, 11 years before Jerusalem was destroyed. Now, although he was living in captivity, Ezekiel had much freedom, and he was able to minister to the people of Israel. So here he is, proclaiming God's message on a crowded and hostile streets of Babylon. At the same time that Jeremiah was warning the citizens of Jerusalem of the coming destruction of that holy city. So we're going to focus on four things tonight. I just want to give you some little background history about Ezekiel and the times that he was living, okay? But we're going to focus on four things. Time permitting, we probably won't get through all of them, okay? But how God restores his people in the midst of a valley of dry bones. What happens when God speaks? Remember, God and his word is the same. For John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God." I want you to remember that. That's very key that you remember that throughout this message, that when God speaks, he speaks through his word, and his word is God. So why is it important? This is another focus. Why is it so important to use the power that God has given us to speak to our own situations, to speak the word of God over your own situation? And also, we're going to focus on how we should continue to praise him at all times, even in the midst of difficult situations. All right, now, Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, the first and the third verse reads, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest." Now you see, in this vision that God had given Ezekiel, he transported Ezekiel to a valley where he sees dry, bleached bones. Now, this valley must have looked like the aftermath of a terrible military defeat in which there were no survivors even to bury the dead. The bones were scattered all over the place. Now, let your imagination picture this for a moment. Here Ezekiel is in the midst of dry, brittle bones, and God, the Almighty God, asked him, "Son of man, Can these bones live? Talking about dry bones. 4 and 5 says, again, he said unto me, prophesy to these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. As a Christian, don't forget to use the authority given to you by the blood of Jesus Christ and speak to your own dead situation. Use the word of God. God's purpose in showing Ezekiel this vision was to let him know that the whole house of Israel would be restored, would be restored. How many of you have had dry bone experiences? Some of you perhaps may be even going through a dry bone experience right now. What am I talking about? What are you talking about, sister, when you say what is a dry bone experience? Well, perhaps you've been praying and praying, waiting for a wayward child to come home. Don't be despaired. Perhaps you received a bad report from the doctor, and you're worried and wondering what's going to happen. Don't you despair. Perhaps your bank account doesn't match your income and bills, and you don't see how you're going to make ends meet. Don't you despair. You're just going through a dry bone season. I'm talking about a season when you felt like you were dead spiritually. I'm talking about a season when you just needed a fresh touch from God. I'm talking about a season when you felt as though life itself was wearing you down. I'm talking about a season where Satan used somebody or anybody to try and convince you that nothing good you do or did would ever amount to anything. A season where precious things seem to loom all around you. I'm talking about a season where you just find it difficult to even encourage yourself. Even to encourage yourself. You see, we all had these type of experiences. Oh, yes, you could be walking around men appearing to be full of life, but deep down you feel there is something missing in your life. Instead of praising God, you're focusing on the problem. You listen to others and you say to yourself, wow, they must really have a connection with God. They must really feel God's presence all the time. Oh, yes, you're saved, but where are your praises? Oh, yes, you're going to church, but it's the church growing inside of you. You take your problems to the altar, and while you know you're supposed to be leaving them there, you continue to focus on the problems instead of the promise. You want to trust God, but you know all the right songs to sing, but you know the word coming forth is sound doctrine, but you know you ought to be praying, but you know you need to get up, shake yourself, and get back in the game, but you just keep on hoping. You say you're listening to his word. You say you know the word, and you know that God's promises are yea and amen, but there you sit, absorbed in a dry bone deep down in the valley experience, and you simply don't feel like you have the energy to even drag yourself up. I'm talking about sure enough dry bone valley experience. Be encouraged, my brothers and sisters, because this is a marriage of encouragement, not a marriage, not a message of doom. God has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. If you, again, if you missed last week's message, go back and listen to that one. Just a word of encouragement. God has not forgotten you. So I'm here to tell you, even in the midst of your dry bone season, the same God who was with Ezekiel and the people of Israel, it's the same God who's with you today. And get this, he desires that you be made whole physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, and emotionally. God's word says, I desire that you be in good health, even as your soul prospers. The same God who never left the people of Israel delights in seeing his people set free. So in your dark places, in your monumental experiences, in your valley, do you believe, I mean, do you really believe that this is the same God that can and will bring restoration to your soul this very day? I'm talking about a faithful and forgiving God. You see, even though the people of Israel had turned to idols, God still loved them. Who are you putting before God? Who is your idol? Even though the people of Israel had forgotten their first love, he still loved them. Who has replaced your first love? What makes you all excited right about now? Even though the people of Israel refused to listen to the prophet's reminders about the curses and blessings promised by God in the Mosaic covenant, he still loved them. Are you listening to the word of God? Have you forgotten his promises? What about you? What about us? Can we compare the actions of the people of Israel during Ezekiel's time to what is happening today in this society today? Where are you in Christ? What is your true love? For God wants us to return to our first love. He wants us to return to him. He wants us to return to him wholeheartedly, not wavering, not straddled between two fences, not wavering between two opinions. For in spite of all that we've done, and in spite of all that you've done, he still loves you. Each and every one of you. And that's why it's so important to praise him, even when you feel like you are in the midst of a dry bone experience. You see, these dry bone experiences will prove useful to us when we are in a position to lift someone else up. So when you are in the valley, just know that God is not the one that created the problem. He's not the one that created the problems, okay? We need to give praises to God. Thank him in spite of the problem. Why? Because the word of God tells us to do so. Psalms 34 tells us to bless the Lord at all times, that his praises shall continually be in our mouths. As sure as day follows night, your dry bone experience won't last forever. As sure as there's seed time and harvest time, your season of despair will pass. As sure as you're breathing right now, as sure as you're listening to me right now, your valley experiences did not come to stay. So even in the midst of your problems, it's so important to praise God. Psalms 23:4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'm talking about a great God. Can you find comfort even in the midst of your valley experiences? Do you believe God's word? Remember, God is not like man. He can't lie. If God says he'd never leave us, he won't. Be comforted, my brothers and sisters. How can I be sure of this? You might say, well, you know, you sound like you know what you're talking about. You sound like you've experienced some things, and I have. I've had many valley experiences. I've lost loved ones. I've had financial difficulties. God has been so good to me. I can speak from things I know. Without a shadow of a doubt, I know that I know that I know, because I'm a living testimony. I've been in dry bones and the valley of dry bones. But I will tell you that those dry bones will live again. And since God is not a respecter of persons, you too can have joy in the valley of the dry bones. You can have joy in the valley of the dry bones. So I want you to start praising him now. Praise him now. Lift his name up now. You can have joy in the midst of your problems. I'm talking about praising God even now. Because what? You're not alone. Even in the valley, as I mentioned before, you're not alone. Is there any situation or problem that our sovereign God can't solve? Is there any mountain that Jehovah Jireh, our provider, can't bring us over? Brothers and sisters, let me ask you this. Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God? You see, because of my own past dry bone experiences, I know that God is a deliverer, because he has delivered me over and over and over again. I know him to be a comforter, because when I was feeling all alone in my low valley experiences, he wrapped his loving, beautiful arms around me and told me how much he cares for me. And I know him to be a rewarder, because the scripture tells us that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Are you diligently seeking God tonight? He says, if you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. Are you delighting yourself in him tonight? I want you to think about that for a minute. God is so many things to us. He desires for his people to be free of bondage, to be free of shackles. That's why it's so important, my sister, to praise God at all times. You see, he inhabits the praises of his people. And it's through our praises that our breakthroughs are going to come. Brothers, let me tell you this. I know this to be true. I know this to be true because the word of God tells us that heaven and earth may pass away, but God's word will never fail. You said this all sounds good. You say, I really wish I had that kind of faith. You say, I really wish I could step out in this knowledge. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten that it only takes a mustard seed kind of faith to step out and trust God? You just got to praise him. I know you think it's easier to praise God when your bills are paid, but what about when the bill collectors just keep on calling? Praise them anyway. I know you think it's easier to praise God when your loved ones are all healthy, smiling, and looking good, but what about when death comes knocking on your door and the devil wants to make you believe that you might just lose your mind? I've been there. Praise him anyway. Sure, you think it's easier to praise God when you get a promotion on your job and you seem to be sitting pretty. But what about when it's 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon and without a warning, you get a pink slip and are told to clean out your office because of budget cuts? My family's been there through, but praise God anyhow. Praises go up and blessings come down. But wait a minute. Let's get back. I didn't forget about Ezekiel. Let's get back to Ezekiel. Let's get back to Ezekiel. The verses 4 to 5. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Let's say that those bones represent your problems, your situations that you believe are lifeless. I'll say it again. You can have joy while you're still in the valley. For every situation in your life, you need to speak to that problem using the word of God. Don't be shy. Use the authority that has been vested in you by the blood of Jesus Christ. Say to yourself, get up, dry bones. Get up and live. Speak the word over yourself. Psalms 42:11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Speak the word over yourself. Isaiah 55:17 says, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment shall condemn. Speak the word over your situation. Let the problem know what God's promises are. Luke 6:38, the word of God says, for I have given, and is given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Now, you can't say that if you have not given, okay? Let Satan know that you are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me ask you something. Are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then, don't be shy. Stand up in your God-given image and speak the word over that situation. Let Satan know that you understand the significance of speaking to your problem by using the word of God. Prophesy to your own problem and be encouraged. As a child of the High King, you have the authority of binding and loosing. Binding and loosing. Jesus tells us in Matthew, the 18th chapter and the 18th verse, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He gave us the authority through his, with his word of binding and loosing. So kick Satan to the curb by speaking God's word to the problem. God's word. Do you know how powerful God's word is? I have abundance and there is no lack, because it's written in Philippians 4:19 that my God shall supply all my needs according to what? According to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And keep on speaking the word, his word, over your circumstances. Keep on rejoicing and standing on scriptures that confirm that you're never alone, even in the midst of your dry bone experience. Scriptures like, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed bread. Speak over yourself. O taste and see that the Lord is good, for his mercy endures forever. Yes, it does. Yes, his mercy endures forever. Speak the word over and over again, okay? You speak it. You have the authority as a Christian. I'm talking to Christians now. You have the authority of binding and loosing. You have the authority to use God's word to speak over your own situation. And while you're doing that, keep on praising him. Keep on praising him. Keep on praising God. Keep on praising God. God is faithful. God is faithful. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. When you're going through in the midst of your dry bones experience, keep on praising him. Praise God, because you know that those dry bones will live again. Oh, yes, your dry bones experience will come to an end. James 1:4 says, for let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire wanting nothing. Don't wait to praise him. Praise him now. Don't wait till you get to the mountaintop to praise him. Praise him while you're still in the valley. Yes, weeping may endure for a night, but thank God joy will come in the morning. Ezekiel, back to Ezekiel, 37th chapter, and the 7th and 8th verse. So Ezekiel says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. Is there anything too hard for God? That's me talking to you now. Back to Ezekiel. And when I beheld, the muscles and the flesh came up upon them, came up upon those bones. And then the skin covered them above. But guess what? There was still no breath in them. There was still no breath in them. See, when you use the authority vested in you, something happens in the spiritual world. You may not hear or see it, but there is a noise and a shaking. And until you see the manifestation of it, you've got to act like it's already done in the physical. So how do you act like it's already done? You start praising him like nothing else matters. Can you imagine what an awesome, mighty vision this must have been for Ezekiel? Here he is, prophesying to what? Dry bones in a valley. He was allowing God to use him. He was doing everything that God had told him to do. You see, but at this point, the bones were still dry, very dry. They still didn't have any life in them. But Ezekiel remained obedient. Get this. I want you to get this now. He remained obedient, speaking things that were not as though they were. He followed God's instructions, allowed his steps to be ordered by God, not knowing the end result, but just trusting and believing in God, knowing that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 9, here we go now. Verse 9, then said he unto me, then the Lord said to Ezekiel, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe unto these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came unto them, and they lived. And guess what happened? They stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. So you see, here Ezekiel is, prophesied to the wind. Then God said he would take care of our needs if we just cast our cares on him. If God said it's settled, it's already settled. It's settled. Scripture tells us that if we are obedient to his word, we shall eat the goods of the land. We shall eat the goods of the land. Our barrier, if there's one barrier to living a fruitful and victorious life, is this. We are only hearers of the word. You listen to the word, but are you obeying the word? When you are prepared to listen to the word, do you come with your heart prepared as one that sits down to eat a marvelous meal? For it's not about entertainment. It's not about feed. It's not about entertainment. It's about feeding your spirit. It's about spiritual illumination. It's about working towards spiritual maturity. You need to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. For it's the word that would bring us out of any dry bone experience. And it's the word of God where the anointing will come. And it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Be faithful to God, for he will always be faithful to you. Yes, you should always praise him, even in the midst of your dry bone experience. Never, ever forget to give him thanks. Get up, dry bones. Get up and live. Speak to yourself. You are part of a mighty army. You're part of a mighty army. Psalms 136, verse to the third verse says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of God, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endures forever. We should praise him, for he's omnipresent. He's always with you. You should praise him, for he's omniscient, always knowing. He's an always knowing God. You should praise him because he's omnipotent, all-powerful. Truly, there is none like him in all the world. Only God has the power to take the keys from the devil and unlock all of our treasures. There is none like him. There might be a lot of imitators, but there's only one true and living God who has all power in his hand. He's a righteous God, and he deserves all of our praises. Praise him just because of who he is. Let a praise bubble up on the inside. Let a praise bubble up on the inside, because you can have joy while you're still in the midst of the valley. Speak the word to those dry bones and don't be shy. Again, use the authority that's invested in you. Rejoice. For every mountain he brings you over, you need to give him praise. But don't wait until you get to the mountain to start praising him. Praise God. Not based on your feelings, but there are going to be times when you won't want to praise him. But don't go by your feelings, okay? Praise him anyhow. Praise him anyhow. And don't forget to speak over yourself. Get up, dry bones. Get up and live. For I'm part of a mighty army. I'm part of a mighty army. I thank God. Ezekiel 11 verse says, then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our part. 12th verse. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. 13. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. Talking about spiritual rejuvenation. And you shall know that I am God when I have quickened your dry bones and restored your soul. You shall know that I am the Lord your God who forgives all your sins and remembers them no more. You shall know that I am the Lord your God when all manner of evil rises against you and yet you can still stand. I believe God is speaking to somebody tonight. You shall know that I am the Lord that heals thee, even from a sin-sick soul, for I long for my people to be free. Stand still, my brothers and sisters, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Speak to yourself. Get up, dry bones. Get up and live. You are all part of a mighty army. Yes, you see, the potter wants to put you back together again. God is the master potter. He's the master builder. We are the clay. I remember when I was a little child, I used to love to play in the clay, shaping it and reshaping it, breaking it up apart and shaping it all over again until I formed something that I felt was really special. Well, sometimes we're like that clay in the hands of God. Sometimes, I dare say all the time, we're like that clay in the hands of God. Sometimes our bones, spiritually speaking, become so brittle with the cares of this world that we need God to mold us and make us to be more like him. Give him praises, saints, for he's worthy to be praised. Don't you give up. Don't you give in. Just trust in him. Praise God. Who shall separate you from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Praise him now. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ, for his love is eternal. Oh, yes. You can have joy while you're still in the valley, for trouble doesn't last always. When you allow the Holy Spirit to control your lives, you can rejoice when otherwise you feel like crying. When you allow the Holy Spirit to be in control, you can have that deep, that bubbling over feeling, and you know that you know that you know that everything is going to be all right. When you allow the Holy Spirit to be in control, in the midst of your dry bone experience, you can know the true meaning of the song that says, this joy I have. The world did not give it to me. Thank you, Jesus. And the world cannot take it away. When you allow the Holy Spirit to be in control, you can rest patiently in him, knowing that you're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, knowing and believing that God is your refuge and your fortress, and that all things are made well with your soul. Again, I say to you, my brothers and sisters, even in the midst of your dry bones experience, praise him. Don't forget about what he's already done. Rest in him and let him carry the load, for his shoulders are much, much stronger than yours. I'm talking about our Father, our Creator, the God who's our Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Get up, dry bones, and live. You are part of a mighty army. You are part of a mighty army. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. And look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Keep on praising him, for there is joy. There is joy, and there is peace in the midst of your dry bones valley experience. Get up, dry bones, and live. Get up, dry bones, and live. You know, if you're saved, I'm speaking to warriors tonight. You are part of a mighty army, and as part of a mighty army with God, you can't lose. God is our commander, our commander in chief. So how can we lose? Again, he says to me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you. I believe he's telling somebody tonight, you shall live and not die. I believe he's saying to someone tonight, speak over yourself. Speak over yourself and tell yourself, get up. Tell yourself, shake yourself. Tell yourself, get up. It's already all right. Can't you hear the noise? Can't you feel the shaking and the trembling? Can't you hear the rattling? Can't you see those bones coming back together again? I'm talking about in the spiritual world, you see. For Ephesians 6:12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Can't you hear it? Can't you see it? Can't you see the Spirit moving on your behalf? I want you to get that picture in your mind. I want you to see him moving in the spirit world. I want you to see him moving. I want you to feel him moving in the spirit. Right now, wherever you are, I want you to remember that God is not dead. He's very much alive. And you are part of his army. Now, in closing, for unbelievers, I want you to listen very carefully. Ephesians 5:14 is for you. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Tonight, this moment, God is inviting you to turn from your sin, arise from the dead, with the promise that you will be granted the spiritual understanding and help that's needed, that Christ shall give you light. Because if you're not giving your life over to Jesus Christ, you will understand much of what I've said tonight. But get this, it's not too late. So right now, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I need you to continue to listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10:9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him, talking about Jesus, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You need to admit that you are a sinner. Romans 3:10 says, it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. And you need to be willing to turn, that is to repent from your sins. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you. Believe that he was buried, and believe that he rose from the dead. For Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And then with prayer, invite Jesus to come into your heart to become your personal Savior. For Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's not nothing magical about it. It's a gift. It's a gift, and he wants you to receive it right now. So you can pray this prayer along with me, or right after I give you the words, you pray, but don't pray because I'm telling you to. Pray because from your heart you're sincere and you're asking Jesus to come into your heart, okay? Dear God, I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood and died for my sin. I am willing to turn from sin. I invite Christ to come into my heart and life as my personal Savior. Now, if you just did that, if you just prayed that prayer, let us know about it. Let us know about it. If you just prayed that prayer, we want to hear about it because we're going to be praying along with you. If you trust that Jesus is your personal Savior, you have begun a wonderful new life in Christ. Read your Bible every day to get to know Jesus better. Talk to God in prayer every day. And then get baptized. Worship, fellowship, and serve other Christians in a local church where Christ is preached and the Bible is the final authority. And don't forget to tell somebody else the good news. Tell someone else about Jesus. Get up, dry bones. Get up and live. Amen. Now, I want you to stay tuned, okay? Don't leave us yet because and host have some very important announcements from When Christians Speak Talk Radio. God bless you, and remember, God loves you, and so do we. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Just want to remind you that His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Pastor Pat Randall is every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray and Friends is every first, second, and fourth Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Pastor Ray is the first and the third Sundays at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElrain is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One with Pastor Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Antonio Mitchell, Tyrone Rose, Cleophas Malone, and Elster Green is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. This is a free conference call number, okay? Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry is a new ministry with the host of Pastor Ray Rose and Pastor Maggie Wilson. It's every third Friday at 7 p.m. I do also want to encourage you to go and check out our website, whenchristianspeak.com. You'll find a little bit more information about the different hosts and about the different shows. Please continue to like us on our Facebook and Instagram pages of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. And also, if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so by sending an email to whenchristianspeak@gmail.com, or you can send us a message to any of the social media sites. Thank you again for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. God bless you.